I want to go through a checklist of things that people can do. And also, are there any devices out there that people can use to read anything going on in their house?
You know, one of the easiest devices that people can use is something that may be less than $15, believe it or not, George. And what I tell everybody to do is to just get one of those AM transistor radios, you know, that are available any place in the country these days. You take that little AM radio and you just tune it in between stations so that it's not tuned into a station per se, and you hear some noise. And anytime you go through the house with that little AM radio, what you're going to find is that there's going to be some kind of static that's going to emanate from that radio when there's a field, an electrical field, that's coming from either the wiring or some sort of electronic appliance. And based upon the noise or the degree of noise that you're finding from that little AM radio, you're going to be able to locate where a lot of these fields are coming from. And you'd be very surprised, because when you take one of these little AM radios and you go through the house, what you're going to find is that a lot of the heaviest fields in the house are located in the kitchen. And probably one of the larger fields that is promoted or that's emitted, you know, we usually think about cell phones, but nobody thinks about some of these electronic equipment, it's going to be your refrigerator. And so you're wanting to make sure that you take your little AM radio, which is now going to be your little meter, and you're going to make sure that if you have it close by, if you've got a real large refrigerator, that there is nobody at the other side of the wall that's putting their head near there, or that's sitting near there, or your couch is placed there.
Huh.
And then you're going to want to move it away as far as possible to see exactly what the safe amount of footage is. And you'd be really surprised about how many people just, you know, don't have a clue that all the electronics that we're exposed to, as well as all this radio wave, microwave radiation that we're getting from wireless, I mean, that's just not all that we're exposed to. It's the ultra-low frequencies, the extra-low frequencies, the very low frequencies. And there was even a physician that wrote a book in reference to public health, and he thinks that the greatest cause of cancer, you know, is not some carcinogen, but is really when America became electrified, is what he said in the 1950s. So we got to be careful with all these things and just, you know, use a little common sense. And as I say in Zap, just put your electronic feng shui hat on and do a little measuring. And you
are there companies out there, Ann, that will come to your house and check things out for you and do this as well?
Yeah, there are. And the one that, and I, you know, when I did the book, George, I didn't have a clue about any of this. So I hired somebody from the buildingbiology.net group. It's an international institute of building biologists that can come into the house, and they check for everything environmental, you know, whether it's mold, whether it's radon, dust particles, and then they check for EMFs. And the gentleman that came out to my house that acted as the electrical engineer advisor to my book found some very interesting frequencies in my house that I just didn't have a clue about. And it just so happened that one of the highest sources of fields, these electric fields, was in my bedroom. And I was thinking to myself, wow, you know, I had some degree of consciousness. I didn't have a lot of electrical appliances in there. But what we found out was that it was due to excess voltage on the power company's neutral wire. So something I just never even thought of, because, you know, we don't live near these huge transformers. But since it was the most dangerous, at least biologically, room in the house, I called the electrical company. They were very gracious. And we bought ourselves a transformer that really isolated the house from the power company's neutral wire. And I did that, you know, with the help of a professional, because I didn't quite understand what was happening. I just knew I wasn't sleeping well and was waking up with palpitations.
Interesting. Now, how much did it cost to get the pros in there?
To get which in there?
The
pros. You know, it depends. He came for 2 or 3 days. It was a couple of thousand dollars.
Okay.
With, you know, and for my health and for the research that I did with the book, to me, that was worth it.
That was worth it for you. But what about most people? You know, it's tough to come up with a couple grand to do that.
No, and that's why I try to give people lots of alternatives in the book so they don't have to go through those kinds of expenses. Of course, if you've got a serious illness, and I'm talking here, MS is one of them, diabetes in some cases, arthritis, maybe ALS. There are people that have gotten measurably well when their house has been kind of mitigated with an EMF buster, and it's well worth, you know, that $2,000 that they've invested in their health. But there are lots of other meters on the market that you can use yourself to locate the source of the field. And that list and what I used in my own home, as well as some of the sheets that I sleep on, the grounding pads, it's all on the website. Anything that I did, I wanted to share with other people because I figured if somebody like me who was in diet and health kind of was doing everything right and still had a parotid gland tumor and palpitations in the middle of the night, there was something else going on that I simply wasn't figuring out.